Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The eye care revolution is here. Time for the Wizard of Eyes. Here's Dr. Robert Abel Jr.
The eye is so important, as is vision, to our connection to the world. And I have a wonderful artist named Adam Abel, who has a bachelor's in MFA and has done a number of things, but I'm going to let him tell you a little bit about it. But the fact is that eye and art and image making is part of everyone's daily life. And this particular artist has created a number of things, and I'm asking him to share it. Welcome aboard, Adam. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Good morning.
Good morning. Can you share a little bit about your story on what you do and how you have arrived at what you do in terms of the image making world?
Sure. I describe myself as a New York based artist, and I work with photography, video, and film. So I don't necessarily refer to myself as a filmmaker or photographer, because I don't see only through those singular lenses. That my work generally encompasses a juggling of working through different mediums at the same time.
Now, I noticed you have used the term visual artist in the past. Is that something that applies to a broad group of subjects?
Yeah, I think it's an easy way to describe myself. I could say a visual artist. I could use the term multimedia artist. And this is not something, this is not just something that I identify alone. I think there are a lot of artists today who do not prescribe themselves by just one, with one medium. And I don't think that's just about the world of art. I think it's also about the world, people don't hold one job anymore. They're often holding multiple jobs or journeying through multiple professions. And so I think it's also about the way our world is working. I would say being a visual artist is a pretty good description of myself.
Well, it's rather interesting because I think we're all subjected to visual art. The newspaper, the internet, television advertising, it sort of plays on the image making to intentionally develop a sense or a concept, a specific concept in people. And let's say your film, are you looking to develop a specific concept in people, or do you want them to make their own judgments?
Well, I think for myself, I'm interested in work. I tend to stay away from the word art, but I'm interested in work that is not headed to make me or anyone else think a certain way or a certain thing. I'm interested in broader questions that are raised through art. So I think heading into any particular project and saying to yourself, I want people to think X, Y, and Z. I don't find that an interesting way of working, and I don't find that kind of work interesting to me.
Let's expanding on that. If I walk into the Frick Museum in New York, and there's a Juan Miró exhibit or an Andy Warhol exhibit, do I try to figure out what they mean by that? Or is it more important what it means to me?
Well, I think it's a relationship of the two. I think most important is what it means to you. But certainly when you're walking into a museum like that, there's a historical context. This is not, I mean, the question is, what is contemporary art? But these are artists that are not living any longer. And even with artists who are living, there's also a historical context to work that has been made. So I'm sure you're measuring, hey, what is this person saying? What has this person been saying with their work? But I think in the end, what's most important is how does that particular piece or that particular film, or it could be an auditory piece. What is it speaking to you? How does it move you? I think that's the primary concern.
I'm going to jump out of bounds like I often do and say, is it worthwhile for people to view artistic images, photography exhibits, art exhibits, etc., to see if it enhances their life or not? Because ultimately, the whole memoir of a culture, as you use a historical background, the whole memoir of our culture is the art, which includes literature and music, etc., more than anything else. So do you think it's important that people in, say, in my community go out of their way and once in a while go to an exhibit, etc., even if they think it's not worthwhile?
I mean, I think that art is a record of time. I think it's both a record of where we are at this present moment and where we are going. So I think that for that reason alone, it's extremely important. I think the amount of people that are going to see certain works of art are also important in being a kind of thermometer of where we are as a culture and a society. What is being watched? What is being looked at? What is perhaps being even purchased is, I think, an indication of where we are as a society. Who am I to say you should go see art or, you know, you should go see which kind of art? I'm not particularly interested in that, but I do think it's interesting. What is it that people are seeing, if they're seeing anything at all today, and how does that itself reflect where we are as a society as much as a particular piece is reflecting where we are as a society?
Well, I get the impression that most people go to the movies or do video or internet as their art. But before we leave, I'd love you to tell us a little bit about your upcoming film, documentary film you're making. Can you just say a few words?
Sure. I've been making for the last 5 years a feature documentary film about a group of Palestinian youth in the West Bank that skate and do parkour and beatbox and hip hop. And we are looking forward to finishing by the end of this year.
Terrific. So you are going to both use film and photography and all these things as an expression of where we are and where other people are by including them in your image making. And I know your wife also is heavily involved in art. And in two sentences, can you tell us what she does?
Sure. Layla is a playwright and teaching artist and storyteller, and her work is specifically about telling stories from the Middle East, particularly from Lebanon, where her family's from, and sharing those stories to audiences in the West, particularly the United States.
Well, New York is lucky to have her, and I'm glad to be able to see her as well, because I'm impressed with the development that both of you do. I'm Dr. Rob Abel, the Wizard of Eyes, on RadioMD.com. For more information on this segment or any of my segments, please visit my show page at RadioMD.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being artists and image makers in your own mind, and stay well.